As you write your life story, you're far from finished. Are you looking to close the book on your job? Maybe turn a page in your career? Be continued at the Georgetown University School of Continuing Studies. Our professional master's degrees and certificates are designed to meet you where you are and take you where you want to go. At Georgetown SCS, the learning never stops, and neither do you. Write your next chapter. Be continued at scs.georgetown.edu/podcast.
Hey, it's Wendy.
And it's Jess, and you're listening to the Food Heaven Podcast,
your online resource for delicious and nutritious living.
Hey, hey, hey! You're listening to another episode of the Food Heaven Podcast Minisode, which is a mini episode where we answer questions from you guys. So we have a question from one of our listeners. So we're going to take a listen and then I'll jump right in with my best answer.
I have a question. I am 6 months pregnant, and I know that I'm only supposed to be eating an extra 300 calories per day, but it's very difficult because I'm always hungry. So I want to know what your recommendation is for making sure to stay within those just having an extra 300 calories per day, but also making sure to get all the nutrients that you need and the baby needs to be healthy.
A lot of times a woman's doctor will refer her to me, the dietitian, because she might be gaining a little bit more than the recommended amount of weight gain during pregnancy. And, you know, doctors may want her to kind of continue to be healthy and get all of her nutrition, but slow the weight gain down just a little bit. I'm sure you're probably wondering, how do you even know how much weight that you should gain during pregnancy or the recommended amount of weight gain? And you determine that based on your pre-pregnancy weight and your pre-pregnancy BMI. So if you were someone who was underweight before you got pregnant, the recommended total weight gain is about 28 to 40 pounds. If you're normal weight, the recommended weight gain is 25 to 35 pounds. If you're overweight, it's 15 to 25 pounds. And if you're obese, it's 11 to 20 pounds. So what I do in my kind of one-on-one counseling is figure out what the pre-pregnancy weight was by asking mom or mom-to-be or looking through her chart to figure out what it was. And I determine her BMI by using her pre-pregnancy weight and her height. And then that's how I kind of determine what her, you know, classification was before pregnancy. Once we figure out the amount of recommended weight gain, then we kind of try to determine how many pounds that she should gain per month or per trimester. So generally, there's not a concrete recommendation, but it's usually like 1 to 4 pounds during the first 3 months, also known as the first trimester. And then it's kind of aiming for 1 pound of weight gain each week the rest of the pregnancy. Again, if someone is overweight, you might gain about half of that amount during your pregnancy. And like this caller said, yes, it's true. Especially during the first trimester, you're not adding a whole bunch of food. It's kind of like, you know, potentially one extra snack per day. But what I hear from pregnant women all the time is that they are still super hungry. It's, you know, they eat kind of what they think that they should eat and they're starving throughout the rest of the day. So my first tip of advice is to always listen to your body. If your body is telling you that it's hungry, I say honor your body's natural hunger cues and have something to eat. When your body's telling you that it's full, also you want to honor your body's satiety cues. So number one is listening to your body and have that be kind of your guide for, you know, when you should eat. And definitely don't, you know, still be hungry and not eat and maybe try to drink water, you know, when you're hungry to curb hunger. Like, no, eat something if you're hungry. Now, what should you eat? Well, the recommendation is, you know, you're trying to get a balance of all the different food groups. So just in general, pregnant women want to try to get about 2,000 calories per day. But again, listen to your body always and hear what that's telling you. So that might look like 3 cups of dairy over the course of a day. So whether that's 2 cups of milk or almond milk, or whether that's like a Greek yogurt plus 2 cups of almond milk or soy milk, like whatever it is, but trying to get 3 portions of dairy throughout the day. And next is the vegetables group. So you want to make sure to get 2.5 cups of vegetables per day. And the reason why I love vegetables so much is because they're so high in fiber, which helps us feel full and satiated, but they don't have a lot of calories. So that's one of the number one things that I recommend when you're still feeling like kind of hungry and you want to have something, or you want to bulk up your meals with something extra, but not have too many calories where you feel like you might gain a little bit of weight. Definitely vegetables are, you know, your best bet. The next recommendation is trying to get 2 cups of fruit per day. You know, usually this is about 2 fruits. So whether you have an apple or you have an orange, or you have a cup of blueberries, or you have a cup of strawberries, or a nice slice of watermelon, trying to get at least 2 servings of fruit per day. And then next we have grain. So the recommendation is 6 ounces of grains. For most people, they're like, what does that even mean? Well, just think of it like this. 1 ounce of grains would be like 1 slice of whole wheat bread, or 1 cup of dry cereal, or, you know, 1/2 cup-ish of brown rice. So you want to get 6 servings per day, or 6 ounces. And again, 1 serving can have potentially 2 ounces. So if you're going to have a sandwich, like you're probably going to have a sandwich with 2 slices of bread. So that's 2 ounces of grains, which is two out of the 6 ounces for the day. So kind of think of it as, you know, 1/4 of your plate is your grains. And then the last recommendation, this is kind of the bare minimum, is 5.5 ounces of protein. So whether you're vegetarian, whether you are a meat eater, you want to get 5.5 ounces. And I try to have people picture this as kind of the palm of your hand. So if you had a portion of protein the size of the palm of your hand twice per day, you're going to be getting about 5.5 ounces. Now, having said that, those are kind of like your basic food groups that you want to make sure that you get, you know, every day. And for the most part, that will provide you with about 2,000 calories, which should be enough to make you feel satiated. Now, if you're still hungry after having those kind of bare minimum foods, you might want to add some extra snacks in there as well. Some people find that they satisfy their hunger better with maybe having 5 or 6 kind of smaller meals per day, or, you know, 3 meals plus 2 or 3 snacks per day. Like they find that that satisfies them a little bit better as opposed to just having 3 square meals. So you might want to consider mixing it up. Good snack options would be like hummus, vegetables, and crackers. That's going to be a super healthy snack option that should keep you feeling a little bit satisfied. Or having something like Greek yogurt mixed with dry ranch dressing and raw vegetables. And the Greek yogurt dressing can be kind of for a dip. Or you might want something like green salad topped with, you know, light tuna, tomato, shredded cheese, and salad dressing. Again, something that you can kind of have maybe between a meal that's going to get you from meal A to meal B and kind of feel satisfied without feeling like you're overeating. So the idea again is to try to incorporate all the different food groups, having the balance of carbohydrates, fat, and or protein at every meal. Typically, I find that that helps my patients feel a little bit more satisfied throughout the day. So trying not to just stick to, for example, an apple for a snack, having that apple with peanut butter or having that apple with string cheese, that might make you feel a little bit more satiated. And again, try not to focus too much on the weight. I know that it's very kind of like in your face every time you go to the doctor and you have to step on the scale and it feels, you know, overwhelming. And I know a lot of women get super anxious. So try to just focus on having healthy habits, honoring your hunger, listening to your body, and, you know, trying to do some kind of an enjoyable physical activity as well can kind of help things balance out. And I always recommend people, for the most part, try to stick to water as your beverage, because a lot of times people don't realize how much extra calories or fat or sugar, whatever it is inside some of these different beverages that they're having, whether it be coffee or an energy drink or soda or juice. Like if you just stick to water and then kind of get your nutrition from the foods that you're eating, you might find that that also helps balance out the weight gain as well. So hopefully that answered your question. I'll plug some resources into this article as well that goes along with the podcast. So make sure to check that out on foodheavenmadeeasy.com/podcast. And of course, we love all of your questions. So make sure to keep them coming. Go to our podcast page. You can record a question, send it to us, and we'll make sure to answer it on our mini-sode. Until next time, guys, bye.